You're listening to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me in studio this morning, we have our friends from Lutheran Housing Support, Fred Kimbrough, Director of Projects and Lending at Lutheran Housing Support. Fred, welcome back to His Time.
Thank you. Thank you, Andy.
And also joining us in studio, Gail Olson. She serves as a volunteer with Lutheran Housing Support. Gail, welcome to His Time.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
And glad to have you in studio this morning and looking forward to talking about your involvement with Lutheran Housing Support. Fred, let's talk about, for our listeners not familiar with Lutheran Housing Support, what is Lutheran Housing Support? What is the mission? What is the purpose of LHS?
Okay. Lutheran Housing Support began in about 2007. And the way I describe us is we are the community development arm of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And so what we do is we go into neighborhoods that are where the churches are located, and in particular, a lot of times in distress, and we try to help revitalize those neighborhoods. I think in a nutshell, that's our mission. Now, we do some other things as well in terms of lending money on projects. We do community organizing work in certain neighborhoods. We provide technical assistance to the churches that are interested in doing development projects. And so that's, and I would say that sums up what we do in general. We do a lot more, but, you know.
but that's right. a nice summary of what you do. Gail, you've been a volunteer with Lutheran Housing Support for some time now. Tell us how long you've been a volunteer with Lutheran Housing Support and what drew you in. Why did you get involved with Lutheran Housing Support?
Well, I have been a volunteer about, probably 11 or 12 years. I don't even remember now. But I had the opportunity to meet some of the residents and some of the families that live in the College Hill community. And, you know, once you meet people and you really get to see what the life that they're living, and you go into the College Hill community and you say, you know, it's not right. It is just not right, and it needs to be changed, and something needs to be done. And it's the people there. It's the people, the families, the children that are working so hard to make a difference in their community.
What is the difference? What are the things that you really hope will happen in the that you've seen happening in the College Hill community?
Well, you know, I think your word hope, I think that describes so much. The families need to see a possibility of a change. And with that hope, I think they'll be able to continue going on and improving the conditions. They want what every other family and what every other community wants. They want it to be safe. They want to have the same opportunities that you would. They want to be able to have a grocery store. They want to be able to have their children go outside and not be afraid of what might happen to them while they're there. They want their children to have good education. So same thing that every family and every community across our whole country would want.
Fred, let's talk a little bit about Lutheran Housing Support's history with development and the things addressing the concerns in that communities like College Hill have communicated, have expressed, and with the change that they would like to see. How has Lutheran Housing Support gone about this in the past, whether it be in other communities or what's happening at College Hill?
Well, the last time we were on, we discussed that actually the church goes back a long way with housing. You know, coming into more of the modern era, you had Keys for Christ in the 60s. Then you had the Brooklyn Nehemiah Project that the church was involved in and helped start and fund that. And that started a movement in New York and around the country in terms of developing affordable housing. And now you come into this phase of housing assistance. And what we have done, for example, in College Hill is that when we first went to the neighborhood, we basically surveyed and did some charrettes and found out what exactly was it that the people wanted in the neighborhood, not what we thought, but what they wanted. And they identified some key issues. Of course, housing was one of the key issues. Safety was another key issue. Opportunities for children, that was another major issue. And so we've tried to focus a lot of our attention, of course, on housing. And the very first thing we did was we started providing funds to do homeowner-occupied rehab to try to address code enforcement issues. Because, you know, if you're going to have a stable neighborhood, you actually need your homeowners there in place. Mm-hmm. You don't want to lose them. The worst thing that happens a lot of times is when a neighborhood slides to more rental occupancy than homeowner. And then you start getting a lot of the problems that you see now in a lot of distressed neighborhoods. And so right now, College Hill is almost like 59% renter occupied. So we definitely want to keep the homeowners. And the homeowner said, we want more housing. We want buyers. And so, but we assisted them trying to keep them in place and addressing code issues. And up until this point, we have done approximately 100 units in terms of rehab, minor to major, which is a pretty good number. And all that was done without federal dollars. Just other sources from the church, other grants that we applied for. And then we moved into a phase also while that was going on with community organizing. So Don Strohmeyer is our resident community organizer. We have operated a lot of that out of St. Paul's Lutheran Church on East John in St. Louis City. And we started an organization called the Campaign for College Hill. That organization started bringing the residents together to try to address the needs and the issues that were out there in the community. And that has been an ongoing thing for many years now. And now we're in the phase where we are starting to do the building and construction of houses. And so right now we have three units that are actually up that we've built. And we're proud. One serves as a model home. Two of the units are actually city employees, which is perfect. Which the first person, the first buyer, she was a city employee. And then we're also happy to report that our second buyer is a St. Louis City police officer. And that's really good because that drills into another issue that I'm going to talk about here shortly. But you know, when policemen are around, everybody always feels a lot safer and a lot better. And we hope, I think that's a draw when we're talking about bringing more people in. Also, we were awarded the Wells Fargo Urban Lift Grant. And with that grant, we have now demolished 8 units and we have one more to knock down. And those lots have been turned into lots that we can build new homes on. And once again, all just based on our fine grant writer's ability, James Kinker, and the vision of CEO Nicole Ridley, we've been able to go out into the neighborhood and find different resources that we can bring back. Now, we did for the first time actually go after some city money, and we were awarded $389,000. To do development subsidy. So that will help us in terms of cutting the gap because, of course, it costs a lot more to build the homes than what we're selling them for right now. And so what we're doing is we're looking for ways to make it affordable to draw people into the city. And for those buyers that are interested, we have down payment assistance. That was actually offered through a grant from Women on Mission, which Gail happens to be the president of that organization as well. And we offer $2,500 towards down payment and closing costs for each buyer that's coming over here. So we've been very active in terms of our development and our vision for the neighborhood. And we're using this as a model that we can take to other places in the country. And as we provide technical assistance to everybody that, you know, to say, hey, this is how you can do development.
By helping make home ownership, providing incentives and making it attractive, homeowners are investing in the community. They're more likely to be long-term, and so they're investing in the community and care about what happens right there in that neighborhood. So that makes sense. Well, I'm glad to hear that what's happening there at College Hill is going well and going in the best direction, and that that these things that you're doing there, you've also seen to be successful in other places as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And a couple other things. I mentioned earlier the things that the residents were interested in, safety, which is always a big issue, you know, here locally in St. Louis. And if you look on the news, we just had a board meeting and we talk about things that are going on in Detroit. We are right now spearheading an effort to really bring a safety plan to the neighborhood. The neighborhood has had a high incidence of violent crime. Of course, it's hard to draw people if you have a lot of these negative things going on. And so we were awarded another grant from the city to help the residents develop what's called a neighborhood ownership model plan. And we've done the first phase of that, which is a safety assessment. Big picture, what we like to do is have better coordination with the police department in the neighborhood and some of the identified trouble areas. And then also we're going to be in the process of building a camera system that will assist and help the police identify a lot of the bad actors that come into the neighborhood. And so we feel that with these efforts, we're going to make it safe. And then from there, not just the things that we want to do in terms of housing, but we will be able to draw other development, commercial development, retail development, all the things, as Gail was saying, that anybody wants to see in their neighborhood, you know, to sustain it long term.
Now, I know that there is a special event coming up very soon. Gail, would you like to share with us about that, how the neighborhood and others are coming together to give thanks and to celebrate what's happening there?
Yes, absolutely. Actually, last October, we did our very first prayer walk, and it was just so moving to be able to engage with the residents in prayers. They came out of their homes, out of schools, and met us along our walk and just asked for prayer and just thanked us for being there and for praying with them and for them. And so, and they asked us to do it again. So, June 6th is our Peace and Praise Walk, and we hope to be able to do pretty much the same thing. We're going to be starting at St. Paul Lutheran Church at 10 o'clock, and we'll break into two groups and just surround that community with praise of our God for all that he's done and all that we are going to be asking him to continue to do with us and for that community. We will end at the new homes, which are at the corner of College and Condi.
Very good. So this starts then at St. Paul's Lutheran Church there in on East John Avenue. Is that right?
Correct.
Starts. And what time? That's Saturday, June 6th, starting at what time?
At 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, Saturday, June 6th. And it'll start at there at St. Paul's and then head across the community to where the new homes are. Is that right?
Correct.
What if we want more information? If we want to find out, or anybody can come participate, right?
Anybody can come participate on that day. You can call us here at Lutheran Housing Support, 314-996-1389, and we'll be able to give you some more information. But it is open to all of us who have a concern about the people in the community and just humanity in general who want to introduce Christ to people who want to help people who are in pain. So we're saying that anybody that's interested in that cause, feel free to come join us.
And we would really like to see a large number of people there, because the residents then, you know, they then feel that they're not in this alone.
Sure.
That there are other people out there that really do care.
Very good. Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you both for coming in this morning to share with us about the great work that's happening there. Thank you for your work and for your partnership with the community, getting to know the neighbors in there at College Hill. And I know that this is just one example of the great work that Lutheran Housing Support is doing. Thank you both for spending some time with us today. Fred Kimbrough, Director of Projects and Lending at Lutheran Housing Support, thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thank you.
And Gail Olson, volunteer with Lutheran Housing Support, thanks so much for being our guest this morning on His Time.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.